The Exira EHK Spartans are off to a good start this week after the first week of baseball action. In their first game, they were able to capture a 7-6 victory over ACGC with a dominant pitching performance and quite a few key hits throughout the game, including Jaden Pettipier, who hit the game-winning double in the bottom of the seventh. Head coach Randy Kelly was impressed with the win, especially because the boys were not fully together as a team until that specific contest.
We got on the board early. I mean, I stole home. I had a guy steal home on the bottom of the first inning. And then we put up a run in the third and four in the bottom of the third. And we were playing along. Jaden Pettipier was on the mound, and he was doing a great job. And then top of the fifth, they came along, and they started hitting the ball and hitting the ball and hitting in gaps and stuff. And we were tied up 6-6. But
then we won it
with Jaden Pettipier hit a double, game-winning double at the end in the bottom of the seventh. Positives that we hit the ball fairly decent. I was impressed with that. We did okay. Negatives, you know, we're still striking out a little bit too much, but that'll come. That's the first game of the year. You know, we haven't all been together. That was probably technically our first game all together as a unit since, you know, baseball's officially started.
Both Austin Rasmussen and Blake Nelson looked great at the plate in the game against ACGC. Rasmussen was able to go 2-3 at the plate while playing some tough defense in center field. Nelson hit 1-3 in the game as an 8th grader and had 2 clutch RBIs for the Spartans. These two really stepped up to be major impacts when the team needed them most.
I put a lot of pressure on Austin in center field out there, but we depend on him. He's a great player.
Blake just came into us.
He's a great athlete. He was pretty nervous the first time at bat. Which is understandable, being an 8th grader coming into a varsity position. I get it. But he came with a clutch hit and got 2 RBIs, and it helped us out a bunch, and he played great out in the field for us, so I'm very pleased with the way he played.
The leader of the Spartans is Jameson Kilworth, who has become even stronger and pitches even harder this season. He not only hit a double in the game, but had a 3-inning performance while allowing 2 hits and had 6 strikeouts coming in as cleanup and closer for the ball game. Kilworth is a player that helps put the team on his shoulders and leads them towards success.
JMO's definitely the leader on the team. He's a great pitcher. He had great velocity that night, and everything was just going his way. He's improved a lot from last year's. I think he's got a little bit stronger. He pitches harder. He's got more control. He's been working on this offseason to get to that point. So I think that really helped. 2 different speeds, you know, going from a left-hander to a right-hander made a difference. And he came in and closed the game off for us, which was great.
Tonight, Exira EHK will be taking on the Griswold Tigers in non-conference action. When these two teams match up last season, it was Exira EHK domination with a 16-1 victory over the Tigers. This season looks to be a bit different for Griswold as they're still returning a very young team, but a team with experience and one that is coming off an 11-1 win over Audubon in their first game of the season.
We played them last year and, you know, they got better. They're a good team. They're a young team. I mean, we're not all big and mighty either. We got a few of the leaders that have. We got some experience. Hopefully our experience will take control over tonight's game. But pitching-wise, I know they've only had one game, so they haven't really played a lot either, so we really don't know too much about them. I know about a couple players, but we're only going in there and just play our game like we did, get some base hits, get on base, play good defense.
Exira EHK travels to Griswold to take on the Tigers tonight, with the game starting at 7:30 p.m. KSLM 96.5 and Western Iowa Today TV will have the broadcast of the pregame show at 7:10 p.m. I'm Zach Callens, reporting.